RX Radio strives to bring messages of hope to all children, both in and out of hospital. In light of International Childhood Cancer Day on the 15th of February, we are sending out a message of hope to all cancer fighters and survivors. Today we will be chatting to different people who have been raising awareness about childhood cancer and supporting all those who have experienced this illness. So stay tuned and learn something new. RX Radio, bye. And four children.
Before we have more music, I have an interview with Leah first. Leah is currently 10 years old, and she's also in fourth grade at John Graham School. And in 2016, at the age of four, she was diagnosed with a benign tumor in her ovaries, and it was taken out. The following year, after her MRI scan, another tumor was found in her liver. She went into major operation to remove it. And unfortunately, the tumor is located next to the blood vessel that goes to the heart. And her mother stopped the operation as there was a 50-50% chance. They went home and then Leah recovered. And 6 years later, she's now back at school. Welcome to RX Radio, Leah. How are you?
I am good, thank you. First of all, I would like to thank you for picking me to speak on RX Radio.
Please tell me more about yourself.
My name is Leah. I am 10 years old, turning 11 the 19th of October. I like to paint. I like to go to the beach. And I like just watching movies all day.
Do you remember any of the operations you underwent?
I remember lots of them, and they were like the hardest thing I ever did in my life. But I overcame them.
How do you feel now, knowing you have overcome so much at a young age?
It makes me feel so happy. And to all those children who still have tumors and cancer, you just have to be positive and don't let anyone speak bad of you, so just be positive all the time.
How important was your mother's support during this time when you had cancer?
Her support was so much to me, and she was there all the time during my operations. She was there when I was laying on the bed, on the sick bed. So I love her so much, and thank you, Mommy, so much for being there for me.
What message of hope do you have for any other children in the hospital that have cancer?
To all the children that have cancer, just stay positive, be happy, and you will get better. Just take it one step at a time.
What is it like being part of Pete's Pal?
Pete's Pals is the best group I ever met. It helped me to open up a little. It made me happy. And I'm comfortable with speaking to them all the time.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to thank all my family members, my mommy, my daddy, my sisters, for being there for me all the time, for caring for me. So thank you very much, and I love you guys so much. Have a good day, and thank you for letting me speak once again. Bye.